Unit 1. Listening. Exercises 4 and 5.
OK, so Richard and I are being joined here in the studio by Patrick Hammond, a child psychologist based here in London. Patrick, do you consider yourself to be up to date with things like social networking?
Well, yes. On a personal level, I'm one of over 20 million active Facebook users. And as an adult, I don't see a problem with that. My concern is the effect on children using these sites, particularly after the results of a recent study.
Right, that's the Ofcom study. So, Patrick, could you tell us something about that?
Well, nearly half of 8 to 17-year-olds in Britain have an online profile today.
Wow, as many as that. And are they using the same sites as adults?
Yes, but not in the same proportions. Facebook is by far the most popular site with adults. But with young people, Bebo tops the table with 63% of profiles. And that's not the only difference.
Really? So how else do they differ?
Well, for me, a significant factor is that around 60% of young people use social networking as a way of making friends. With adults, the figure stands at around 17%.
So 60% of young people and only 17% of adults. How far do you think that's a problem?
Well, I certainly think it's changing the way young people interact.
I suppose you're right. OK, so what's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm not sure that's altogether a good thing. But for me, the most worrying thing the survey showed was the lack of parental control over what children do online. 33%, that's a third of all parents, say they set no rules at all for their children's use of social networks. And I think that's a pretty dangerous thing and really quite irresponsible.
Richard, can I bring you in at this point? What do you think about children and social networking? Is Patrick right to be concerned?
Well, yes and no. I think he's certainly right to be concerned about young children using these sites with no control or supervision. But we mustn't forget that being comfortable using computers for this type of virtual interaction is very much part of our life today, and a life skill I feel all young people should learn.